Let's Eat, shall we? Our great friend Jordan Davis, Food Dude, joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's brought to us by the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company on Bloomington's East Side. Come for the smells and leave with the ingredients to new recipes that will impress the whole family. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Ooh, I like that tagline. That was good. Doing well, man. Just popped home. Was feeling a little under the weather, but of course the show goes on.
You sound terrible. You sound awful. What's wrong with you?
What's that?
You sound terrible.
I'm trying, dude. I'm doing my best.
What did you get? Did you eat too much ice cream? What happened?
I don't know, man. No idea. I'd, would like to chalk it up to just spending time around all my nieces and nephews for the past week, and that's 8 little ones running around, so I don't know if I got something from them or what, but it's just kind of been progressive since I got back last Friday, so I'll take a little at-home COVID test, see how we're doing, but I've still ate out plenty since I've been back and plenty to chat about.
Well, I'm just happy you're not sharing your malady here in the studio with me. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That's why you're the best. Jordan Davis is the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. He is the organizer of all of our food truck events here locally and the host of the No Dishes podcast. And he did find time for vacation. So that is always, always great to hear. Yeah, I wish you were feeling better. Maybe a little time in the pool today. Maybe that'll make you feel a little bit better. Now, I know you've got all the fun stuff getting ready to eat, and we tease everybody with that. But again, we've had some unbelievable things going on here lately, and I know since you've been back, you got a full report. How did the Thursday night concert series go? You're really the first person that I've talked to who's been in touch with all of that. I know you were out there. I know you organized all the food trucks that went on that night. The weather was perfect. It was 78 degrees. What was the feedback that you heard on your end, buddy?
Yeah, so we did well on the ice cream and the lemon shake up front. I saw some pictures. It didn't look like it was anything crazy, but it was still, I think, a good turnout, and it was a beautiful day, and I think by all most measures would be considered a success.
I like successes. That's fun, because when you get great music, when you get free music, free great music, gee whiz, and the weather was a big contributor as well. That's always, always fun. I'm trying, and right as of right now, we look okay. I'm watching the sky tonight for our friends in Ellettsville. I'm hoping Mother Nature has other plans. Wednesday's been a weird night. It's kind of been every other week for Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesdays at Marcy Jane Lewis Park.
Yeah, it's been pretty hit or miss. We try to run it every Wednesday, 4:30 to 8:30. Some weeks are gangbusters, and we have a ton of people. Other weeks are pretty slow. But we're keeping our foot on the gas. We've got great music lined up every single week from 6 to 8. We're running it through the end of September. And we've got a great lineup of food trucks. Tonight we have Bloomburger, Little Bull Thai, Doner Kebab, La Poblana, Weaver's Barbecue, and, of course, Chocolate Moose. And Steve Houck Band is playing from 6 to 8, and it's absolutely free to attend.
Free, 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 free. And, don't eat before you go. That you're defeating the purpose, kids. Go down there and grab a bite to eat. Didn't you have something from somewhere when you were ill last time? Did you go to Little Bull Thai and get some chicken something or the other trying to cure you? A home remedy?
You know what? Honestly, that would probably be the best. Their curry that they make. I mean, they have, you know, several varieties, but I think it's the Masaman. But their curry is second to none, and that does sound pretty good right now.
Well, that will clear up your clogged nasal passages that I can hear from here. what do you do when you don't feel well? Do you have a go-to, or do you eat away? Some people try to sleep it off. Some people – I'm one that – well, surprising. I try to – what are you going to do, feed a cold? Yes, I'm going to feed a cold, because if I'm going to be miserable, I might as well have something to eat.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I try to just eat kind of fairly normally, maybe make sure it's maybe a little healthier. But, you know, for the most part, I'm trying to just pound water, get as much sleep in as I can, actually wear my CPAP, which is easier said than done, you know. Yeah, that's about it, man. I got some acetaminophen, like little tablets, and I got some vitamin C gummies, and just trying to throw everything I can at it.
That's all you can do. Then you have to be patient, just wait for it to work. And hope everything comes up feeling better. Well, we hope you do feel better. And did I see somewhere as well? Ellettsville's busy. Ellettsville with the food truck Wednesday. We know the Caffeinated Cooks over there. We've talked about Fat Daddy's Barbecue. Also, we've got some another Filipino place going on. I saw something somewhere, and I can't connect all the dots here. Ellettsville, the new little foodie burg here.
Yeah, so they actually had a soft opening at the old Vine Street Barbecue out there. And it's Pinoy Garden Cafe, who's a regular at Food Truck Friday. They used to have a tent, and they set up at the farmers markets as well. This year they have a trailer. They bought one of the old Big Cheese trailers. And then Hawaiian Hoosier, they do these Hawaiian kind of desserts and random delights. And they're both going to be in that location. I believe their grand opening is going to be August 15th. But I went for the soft opening on Sunday. Had some amazing chicken, some excellent lumpia. They had some bread pudding that was fantastic. And some homemade Jell-O that was out of this world.
Spam Rice Krispie Treats. Say it ain't so.
Musubi.
That's delicious. Well, that's fantastic. And again, if you get bored going on your normal run, folks, or you've gone through your list, that's why we bring Jordan Davis on with us every week, brought to you by the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company, so we can expand your menu. And let's not make it like Ellettsville's 55 minutes away. It's not. It's just up the street a little bit. So you've got some brand new things to try out and about. You've got their food truck Wednesday, which is tonight from 4:30 to 8:30. And they started a new farmer's market on Saturday mornings from the last Saturday in May, and that's going forward as well. So our friends in Ellettsville not being left behind. And of course, well, you know what started all this, don't you?
What, Lovey moving out there?
Well, of course, that and that and Taco Shell.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Even even if some people have had less than stellar experiences there lately.
Well, that happens everywhere. That's just nobody bats 1,000. All right, what other big news in the restaurant world am I looking about? Well, we know this will be the last weekend, and I want to remind everybody, on Friday after 5 o'clock, you can park on the street for free in downtown Bloomington. It's this Friday, 5 p.m. forward, and this Saturday, 5 p.m. forward. That's your last chance. So if you need an excuse to go out, well, the one on Friday and Saturday evenings will be, you don't have to feed the meter. That's always exciting.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, that's, you got nothing to complain about at that point, you know.
There we go. And get out there and try some of your favorite places before everybody starts moving in. Freshmen will move in, and you've got some orientation stuff going on. Then people will get in their places on the 1st and 15th, and on we go. Now, I saw a video this week of our great friend Ed Schwartzman. Buffalooey's is going to be big with the new stuff for IU football this year. The Moose going to be over there. The Moose out front, should have told you. We'll be having some fun at football.
Yeah, so we, we've been selling at IU football games for years. Last year, we didn't personally kind of set up and just let them do it. I don't think it really had quite the visibility that it had in years past. So, they've contracted out to this company called Levy. They do, concessions for a lot of big NBA, MLB, NFL teams, you name it. And so we've had talks with them, and Chocolate Moose is going to be in there. We're going to be set up on the east side and the west side, slinging ice cream. And we're really pumped. We love IU Athletics. We feel like, Chocolate Moose is a quintessential IU Bloomington ice cream brand. So we're excited to be there.
And there's been some days over the last few football seasons that have been hot, and ice cream would be awfully, awfully tasty as you get there and get settled in. August 31st, 3:30, Florida International will be the first game of the season. And it'll be here before you know it. So that's an exciting time. Jordan Davis joining us this afternoon. All right, buddy, what have you been eating? We're all wondering. Chomping at the bit, of course. Back from vacation, back on the mean streets of Bloomington. What are we loading up on?
Yeah, so last night was over on the west side, doing a little Facebook Marketplace pickup, and Tacos Al Pastor, I don't know, they're open until 10. They're open late out there.
Whoa.
On Leonard Springs Road, just south of Tap. And man, I've had them before, but every time they just exceed my expectations. I did carnitas flour tacos. Mo did chicken corn tacos. We did the chips and queso, and it was just an absolute home run. They really do it right over there.
Well, I think the big key to that, too, is 10 p.m., especially during the weeknight. We learned this in baseball season. We were always the kind of the later game. And, you know, you get done at 9:15, 9:30, and it's down to fast food for the most part. I mean, if you have kids, I can't take them to the restaurant bar places, I don't think. But
right.
that's a huge deal. If people know that stuff is open a little bit later, and some folks will say, well, you know, what's the if you can't have dinner by 9, well, not everybody's on the same schedule. And I'm not saying it's a bad business plan if you close at 9 or 9:30, but if there's 7 o'clock games on weeknights, no one's going to get there. And what does a restaurant love the most? The folks that walk in at 9:10, right? That's what they love.
Hey, as long as it's – if you're there before 9:30, if they close at 10, or a place like that where it's a taco truck, you're not sitting there and eating. You're just kind of getting food and you're going. And, I think people generally just appreciate the business. And, yeah, I do wish, especially in the summer when the days are so long, that you would see more places open until 10 on weekdays. But at the Chocolate Moose, don't have to worry about it. We're open until 11 every single day, year round.
Yummy. Love to hear it. Right. Well, when the sun goes down at 9:30 and you close at 9, it's just, you get off the lake, you get off the golf course, you get off the ball diamond, you get off your run, whatever it is. I know it's not easy. The restaurant business is not easy. I was in it for a long time. I'm not saying it's not, but there are options. I hate when people are defeatist and say, well, there's no place to go. Well, there might not be a place to go in your favorite world, so that's why we bring Jordan on to try to get you to figure out some new things. So Tacos El Pastor on Leonard Springs Road is open till 10 o'clock. Great to hear. What else you got, buddy?
Yeah, went over to Buchetto's for the first time in a long time. Did their chicken bada bing calzone. It's, it's one of the first reviews I ever wrote many years
really?
Ago.
When did you start writing reviews, by the way, so our folks, our first-time listeners can get caught up with you?
When did I or why did I?
When did you start writing them?
Yeah, so it was right at the beginning of the pandemic. Sadie Clark, who started the Bloomington Foodies Group, started this bingo game where anytime you went out to eat, supported a local restaurant because we were all struggling, you would take a picture of your food next to the bingo card and stamp it. And then once you got bingo, you would turn it in and get a gift card from one of the participating restaurants. So this is when everyone realized how much I ate out. Because that's I was just posting every day. I almost blacked out the card before anyone else had a regular bingo. And while I was doing it, I just started typing up little things, and they gained some traction. Next thing you know, I'm writing restaurants reviews, and that turned into a podcast.
And then you jumped on the air with me, and then we tried to save Bloomington together, like superheroes. But thankfully, you are the superhero of this bunch, buddy. So that's the good news. Now, let's get back to the food stuff. I know you've been writing reviews. Bada bing, what's in it?
Yeah, so it's got a ton of ricotta. It's got sun-dried tomatoes. It's got chicken. Kind of pretty much all you need to know. And it's in bread, and it's done right. And it's just packed full of flavor, bud.
Calzone, delicious. Pizza, delicious. Buchetta's. Both sides of town, west side and east side. That's when did I have Buchetta's? I had Buchetta's in Indy last weekend, believe it or not, and it was pretty tasty up there as well.
Yeah, no, it's I think, is it still Puccini's up there?
Oh, I don't. It's the same font, the same graphics, but isn't it all the same umbrella?
Right. Yeah. I think it is. I'm not sure if it's the same owners, but I know it's like the same menu, same concept.
Correct. It tastes very similar. So that's it was good. That's the good thing. You know what I can never get enough of, buddy? Pizza. And I had we got back from baseball Sunday. Jeez. That was Sunday. Mikey and the boys, 10U state champs, rec champions. Happy times. They stay up there and party. Dad's got to get back to work. And I text my daughter and said, have your mom order me Pizza X, large pepperoni pizza. I'm starving. That was my dinner on Sunday, and I couldn't have been happier. You can never get enough pizza, buddy. Never.
Especially on a Sunday night.
It's comfort food. I was tired. I was sunburned. I was hot. And I just wanted pizza. And it was great. And the reason I had my daughter tell my wife, she has the app and the points and everything, so it's easier that way. If I picked, heaven forbid, anybody in this day and age would pick up a phone and call anybody and order anything. Right. So I decided not to fight that. Don't just let the experts handle it, right?
I still love calling in.
Me too. And then you call, some places aren't even in this continent, hemisphere. It's great.
Yeah, it's been outsourced.
Yeah, you want pizza? Yeah, that's what it says right there on the sign. says what kind of pizza it is. There you go. Remind me to send you a funny pizza joke here in a minute. Jordan Davis is our guest. He is our foodie insider, food dude. He is the host of the No Dishes podcast, operations manager, Chocolate Moose. Food Truck Friday this Friday. Nothing. We're guns a-blazing, right? 86 degrees. Absolutely gorgeous to wrap up the final Friday of July. 86 and partly cloudy, less than a 10% chance of rain. That's a perfect summer afternoon, buddy.
Yeah, and this week is brought to you by Monroe County CASA. They're great with being child advocates for people that really need it. So they're sponsoring this week. We've got a great lineup. We have Bloomburger, Kebab on Wheels, Rasta Pop, Kona Ice, Peely's Party Taco, Planted, Uno Mas, Donor Kebab, Pinoy Garden, Little Bull Thai, La Poblana, Arepa Burger, Weaver's Barbecue, Ellie Mae's Barbecue, Chaka Moose. I mean, it's a stacked lineup. I don't know what else to call it. There's a beer garden. We have two really great bands. We have Mindfully Blind from 5 to 7. We have Hungarian Slacks from 7 to 9. The beer garden will be from 5 to 8:30 with Upland. Yeah, Switchyard Park, the whole day is 11 to 9. It's free to attend.
Now, back in the old days, Food Truck Friday would have, what, 5-6 trucks? Now you've how many you got out there now?
I think there's about 12 actual trucks. And then once you start throwing in Kona Ice, Chocolate Moose, Rasta Pops, Lost Farm, Mama Duke's, Tab's Kitchen. There's quite a few, you know, additional vendors that aren't necessarily trucks. So typically we'll have between 15 and 18 vendors on a given week.
There you go, kids. If you want to get involved, you got to get off your couch and do it. And it's really simple. Switchyard Park has a ton of parking. It's all free. This is not a ticketed event. I know some people hear this and think it's too good to be true. It is. It isn't a ticket. There is no ticket. Only thing you buy is whatever you purchase from our great local businesses who line up and, again, provide great house-made, whatever you want to call it. I know it's not made in their home. It might be homemade stuff that now I'm hungry. I'm always hungry when I talk to you, so that's good. All right, what else are we eating, buddy?
So I went over to Poindexter Cafe. I hadn't been in
Did
there
you get
forever.
The Reuben? Did you get the Reuben? Did you get the Reuben?
No, so it was for breakfast. I went in to just grab a coffee, and then I saw a breakfast burrito. I was like, man, that's really calling my name. they do a breakfast burrito right, man. They put green onions in there. They do scrambled eggs. You got big old pieces of bacon. You got some potato in there. You got some cheese. And then they toast the outside of it. It's everything I've ever wanted out of a breakfast burrito. It's been under my nose this whole time.
I saw they had a Reuben floating around down there as well when they put out these evil advertisements that just grabbed my attention. So I'm going to go back and I'll circle back there. You handled the breakfast. I will. I'll take a look at the lunch lineup and we'll see what's happening with our friends at Poindexter, which is inside the Graduate Hotel. And to be fair, and we try to be on this program, if you're not from here or you're not following the Bloomington foodies, is there a sign? Is there an arrow from outside that shows you what's going on there? I know we see Orange Theory. We see Sweetgrass. You can look in there and you see people doing stuff, but is it hidden?
Yeah, I mean, kind of a little bit. You've got Sweet Green. They've got their own entrance. And then you just go over there off of what? I believe it's Grant. And just walk in like you're going to check into a hotel room, and right over to your right, it's a cafe, and you walk right up and order, and the menu's over on the wall to your left, and they got a ton of breakfast, lunch, like you mentioned. I did their large iced salted caramel latte. It was $5.
Well, that's free.
Yeah, more or less, man.
That'll save you a buck or two, but you got to find it. Sometimes you have to get a little uncomfortable. Yeah, you got to walk by the front desk. Yeah, you don't have to be a member. You don't have to have a room at the hotel. You can just walk in. Act like you know what you're doing, people. Stand up straight. Be tough. Help these businesses out, for crying out loud. How about the Vault Pub at IU? Have you been over there recently this summer? I knew you guys were doing some trivia or some DJing or some bingo with that. How's Talent and the gang doing over there?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. We were doing bingo there every week through, you know, graduation week. I haven't been back since. But, you know, every time I had the food over there, it was always delicious. And I don't know if they're really tweaking things, mixing things up at all, or just kind of riding with what's gotten them here.
Had a little taste of India buffet last week. It's been a while, and I forgot why it shouldn't be a while. Oh, awfully good. Sat outside. It was nice overcast day, so it was a little breezy. And perfect. Buffets are great as well. I'll let you take us home, buddy. What wrap us up before we get to, we gotta get you healthy to get you ready for Food Truck Wednesday tonight and Food Truck Friday coming up. Well, you guessed it, on Friday.
Yeah, fortunately, I've got a good team around me that's, you know, handling that stuff in the event that I can't. You know, Food Truck Wednesday, I'm typically not out there myself anyway, but honestly, I'm gonna show some love to a chain. I went to Jersey Mike's and just had a really incredible sub, their Chipotle chicken, and the service was just top notch. And it was just one of those experiences where you're just like, man, I wish every time I went out was like this. The people working were just super happy. The food was really good, and I know we're, you know, always propping up local places, and that's a big part of what I do. But Jersey Mike's really nailed it when I went in there yesterday or the day before.
And remember, these chain places, locals work there, and they live in our community and help these places run. Not everybody can work at every locally owned place. We have more jobs than that. So I'll say it. I've never had a bad sandwich at Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, it's so good.
Slice it right in front of you. And a very underrated Philly cheesesteak made to order with white American cheese is a secret showstopper, at least in my world. Secret. I'm not a huge provolone fan with steak sandwiches. Don't tell anybody.
But really?
The American cheese. The provolone's got a little stink to it. I like it more with Italian, with the cold cuts, like the spicy Italian. That's where I like it. But white American steak sandwich at Jersey Mike's. Cannot go wrong there. All right, put your feet up. I want you to take 2 aspirin. Call me in the morning, and we need to get you back up on your feet before all these kids get here. And there's more ice cream and football and move-ins and all the fun things that go on in late July. See the Pacers sign Nembhard to a 3-year, $59 million deal today?
No, I didn't. I love that, though. That's awesome.
Lock up those young players. He's playing for Canada in the Olympics that get started, I think, on the weekend for basketball. And, of course, Tyrese Halliburton's over there. Dustin Dupirak will be with us at 5:30. We'll get a recap from the Pacers Summer League. We'll get the ins and outs of that. And we'll also talk about Nembhard's extension. You feel better, buddy. Get some rest, and we'll get caught up. I hope to see you on the weekend. Well, maybe not if you're feeling poorly. We'll get caught up next week on the final day of July.
Yeah, sounds great, man. Thanks for having me on, as always. Really appreciate it.
You fought through it. I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. You did a really good job. You don't have to do that, but I appreciate you doing it. Thank you, Jordan.
Of course.
That's
no
great.
No problem. Thanks, buddy.
That is the host of the No Dishes podcast, Jordan Davis. He is the same operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and he organizes any big events going on here with food trucks locally, so a great resource to have. And he is brought to you this afternoon by the Olive Leaf and Bloomington Chocolate Company, located on Bloomington's east side. Come for the smells and leave with the ingredients to new recipes that will impress all of those folks in your life. Thank you to the Olive Leaf.